Well, SPAN is a social justice organization here in Boulder. So SPAN's mission is basically to help end violence against all people. And so the mask you live in is really a reference to the mask that men are asked to wear. And that mask is sort of a poker face around not really wanting, needing to express emotion, and rather representing a sort of a force of dominance and power and control. So this looks to deconstruct the construct, and SPAN's very much behind that.
So it really is about challenging these gender roles that we're often placed in society, this one particularly around notions of masculinity.
Indeed. And it's very important, and the film addresses this a little bit, to separate the idea of biological sex versus the construct of gender, because most of us have been taught that they're really one and the same. So this film starts to open up that conversation for people that haven't had that conversation before.
This is being presented in conjunction with Parental Engagement Network, PEN, is that right?
Right, the Parent Engagement Network, exactly.
And so what are these messages? How are these messages around gender, and particularly gender conforming and these stereotypical ideas, how are we seeing those impact young boys and young men at a high school level? I mean, this is going to be screened at a high school. So how are we seeing this manifest itself?
Well, if you look at statistics that have looked at the sort of state of young men at early adolescence into later adolescence, there's a much higher suicide rate, dropout rate. Young men, when they're still early adolescents, have been taught that they can actually go to their friends, rely on them emotionally. But once they get to high school, it's sort of, if you're seen as being emotionally needy, you're not seen as being a man, and that's weakness, and you can easily be ostracized for that. So presenting this in a high school has potential for tremendous impact. It will be, my guess is, a lot of parents there, but also some students, and we have a panel, a wonderful panel to have a discussion afterwards that's going to have some community leaders that will really be directly expressing how they've seen this all play out, and I think between them and the students and the parents in the audience, we're going to have a really fruitful discussion.
Now, you're a man. Do you remember when you were a young man of that age being conscious of some of those dynamics about maybe feeling disconnected from your emotions or feeling not able to share them? And how did that impact you?
You know, ran my life. I'm also a man of color. And there's a lot of nuances to get into that discussion. But for me, first of all, I was taught that a woman's body was not her own. A woman's body was for me.
When you say you were taught that, was that society taught you that? Was it a cultural thing?
I was taught that by teachers, by other boys, by parents of other boys. I grew up without a father. My parents were divorced when I was 2 months old. So I was mostly raised, as far as male figures, by other people's male role models, and they became mine. And there was a lot of machismo, and there was a lot of your value is based on not only being wanted by a woman, but taking a woman, how many women you could get. I mean, we all know that for a man in society, if a man has a number of conquests and is sleeping with a number of women, that's seen as being ideal. If a woman sleeps with a number of men, she's seen as being somehow promiscuous and truly devalued. So for me, it was getting these messages left and right from everyone. I was always the smallest kid in my class growing up until about junior year of high school. I entered high school at 4'10". So for me, it was not only not being able to express, but not feeling manly, because I wasn't big and strong and muscular. I actually played a lot of sports, but I probably overcompeted to try to compensate for that. So I could go on, but yeah.
Well, Mary, this screening of The Mask That You Live In is being followed by a panel discussion. Who's going to be participating in the panel? Who can really attend this event on Thursday?
So right now the panel is shaping up really nice. We have the principal of Centaurus High School, Rhonda, the athletic director at Centaurus. We have someone from the district attorney's office, possibly Stan or representative. We, of course, have our executive director at SPAN.
Michael Vladek as well.
Michael Vladek, who works with PEN, the Parent Engagement Network, on a lot of these types of issues and has been on a lot of the panels and is working with that.
And Susan Caskey from Boulder County Impact. We're really excited to have her.
Yeah. Now, your organization, SPAM, as you said, it's a social justice organization with the view to eliminating violence and to combating that. So how did these preconceived notions and societal imposed notions on gender when it comes to men and masculinity, how does that intersect with violence that we're seeing right now?
Well, it's a wonderful question, right? I mean, the bottom line behind stereotypes is to create power imbalance, and power imbalance then creates a justification for violence. Now, violence is not the only way to get power back or maintain power, but it's pretty much the only way that we're taught in mainstream society. So, for instance, if you're taught that a woman is inferior to you if you're a man, and you're taught that her body is yours and to be objectified, then if she's not giving you what you want, it justifies in that ideologically that thinking that you can be violent towards her to take what you want, take what you need.
Well, people can find out more at your website, which we will link to at our website as well, and they can go and see The Mask You Live In, 6:30 p.m. January 14th. That's this coming Thursday, followed by a panel discussion, and it's happening at St. Torres High School. Mary and Anna, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much.